brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm very struck by the fact that this is Labor Day for us here in America. This is Labor Day to thank God for giving us work. And if we're out of work, ask God today to please bless you and give you work. The opening prayer says this: O God, creator of all things, who have commanded the human race to bear the burden of labor, grant that the work we are beginning may bring progress in this life, and by your favor, advance the spread of the kingdom of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Now, there actually are two prayers, not that you're supposed to pray to, but you have a choice of prayers. But I want you to listen to this one as well. O God, through human labor, never cease to perfect and govern the vast work of creation. Listen to the supplications of your people and grant that all men and women may find work that befits their dignity, joins them more closely to one another, and enables them to serve their neighbor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, many of you who perhaps are listening to this program are working hard, and this is a day that's a bit of a respite for you before continuing the work that God has given you to do. And it's not easy. I know that. If you don't mind my going back to my father again, I would see my father up by 6 or so in the morning. The gas station that he owned was right next door to our house, and he would be out there to take care of everybody in the morning from probably 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock at night. He also repaired cars, so if he wasn't out in front pumping gas, he was back working on a car. I used to love to go over and just sit and watch what God did through my dad. You have no idea, brothers and sisters, how many people he blessed, how many people God blessed through him. May your labor, as hard as it might be and difficult, still, may your hard labor bring blessing to other people and even draw them closer to Christ. It doesn't mean you have to use the words of Christ, but just to be open to him yourself as you're talking to people or working with people. God will use you mightily if you really commit yourself to be, in a sense, a voice of God. That's probably expanding it too much, but just that God could use you. Men and women, God could use you to bring people. Sometimes it's as much as a kind sentence when people are in distress. Oh, a listening ear if someone really needs it. In the midst of all your work, even if you can only take 2 minutes, you may help another person tremendously. I really urge you to be, what shall I call you, disciples of Christ, right on the work line, whatever it is that you're doing. Brothers and sisters, he loves you no matter what your work, no matter how hard the labor, no matter how joyful your job. God wants to work through you to reach many other people. And you just have to stop every morning before you get going and just say, Lord, use me for the glory of your kingdom. God will do that, men and women. Let's take a look now at the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24, to chapter 2, verse 3. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. Have you been baptized? It is the Christ in you. Or have you pushed him away or pushed him down? Or have you allowed him to reveal to others, maybe just by a simple sentence, but through others, bring you closer to him? He can do it in a myriad of ways. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor and struggle, in accord with the exercise of his power working within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I am having for you and for those in Laodicea and all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged as they are brought together in love, to have all the richness of assured understanding for the knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's the first reading, brothers and sisters. It's Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24, through chapter 2, verse 3. I really encourage you to read that over and to say, how am I living up in my Christianity, in my Catholicism? How am I living that out? What do people see in me? Because Christ wants to reveal himself to others through you and through me. Sometimes we don't even know that's what's happening, but it's so important that we treat people with kindness, with generosity, with forgiveness. Oh, brothers and sisters, he loves us. Please unite yourself with the Lord. In God, says the Psalm 62, in God is my safety and my glory. Only in God be at rest my soul, for from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Turn to him first in every difficulty, brothers and sisters. Turn to him first. A child will almost automatically say mama or dada, but as you grow, first say, Jesus, help me. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Draw closer, please. We need to, brothers and sisters. So much in this world right now today is in a turmoil, and it can be very, very difficult. Even more, get down on your knees and ask God to help. Ask God to help you, your wife, your husband, your children, your friends, your parents. Ask God to help you, and he will. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, because that would be a violation of the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up, stand before us." And he arose and stood there. Can you imagine? And then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to this man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. He didn't follow their rules. He didn't follow what they wanted, which of course was pretty self-centered. But Jesus was asking us to care for one another, to pray for healing for one another, bring kindness where there is pain, bring comfort. That's what God wants of us. And God would not let an ounce of that be out of his control. Everything will bear fruit when you see him face to face. He will remember. And if you say, "Michael, I don't remember that," God's memory will never cease on any one of us. Brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you to open your heart now, just to say in your own heart, "Jesus, use me as an instrument." Men and women, what if we were all instruments for God? It just means for you kindness, mercy, thoughtfulness, forgiveness, generosity. You see, I don't have any time to be generous. By a smile, by a pat on the back, by a hug, as I've said to you before. There's so many ways you can show people, if you don't have time right then, to show them that you love them or that you're with them or you support them. God needs his servants to care for one another. Let us do that, brothers and sisters, in these times. Let us do that. I was very struck by the communion antiphon for today, Colossians 3, verse 17. "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Doesn't mean you have to stop and go away and go to the church and pray. Just stop in your own heart. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Even if you just turn to the Lord and just say, "Lord, help this person." And then you go and help them. God hears you. "God, give me wisdom. God, give me insight. God, give me hope. God, give me love." Just say those words, and God will hear the cry of your heart. He does, and he will answer. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.